Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to passage. Now, all dressage enthusiasts dream of one day being able to perform the advanced movements with their horses. Now, one particular variant of the paces that always draws gasps of wonder and admiration from spectators is the passage. But what exactly is the passage? How do you ride it, and what can go wrong? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, what is the passage? Well, the passage first appears in the Intermediaire 2 dressage test, and according to the FEI, the passage is defined as the following. So it's a measured, very collected, elevated and cadenced trot, and it's characterised by an increased degree of flexion of the hocks and knees, pronounced engagement of the horse's hindquarters, and the elasticity of the movement. Now, the horse's legs are raised and returned to the floor in clear diagonal pairs with a prolonged suspension and a clear cadence. Now, in a perfect passage, the height of the horse's toe on his raised forefoot must be level with the centre of his cannon bone on his supporting leg. And then the toe of the raised hindfoot must be a little above the fetlock joint of the other supporting leg. Now, the horse's neck should be gracefully arched and raised with his poll at the highest point, and the horse's nose should be on or close to the vertical. And the horse should remain on the bit with plenty of impulsion without changing the cadence. So when is your horse ready to begin learning passage? Well, passage is an advanced dressage movement and it shouldn't be attempted until the horse is able to work in true self-carriage and collection. And the horse must understand the half-halt and the rider's seat aids, and he must also be physically strong enough to cope with the demands of the exercise. Now, when you start teaching your horse passage, it's important not to expect too much at the beginning. Now, although your ultimate goal is to have your horse passaging like a Grand Prix animal, you must accept that the movement will be flatter and less expressive until the horse is physically stronger and understands the exercise properly. Now also, when you're training it, don't ask for too many steps in the beginning, because this is a very difficult exercise and it requires a lot of strength and balance. So be sure to give your horse plenty of breaks and mix in with other work that he can do easily. Now this moves us on nicely to talk about how to ride the passage. Now before you can ride the passage, you need to establish an active, swinging, collected trot with the horse taking the weight onto his hindquarters and carrying more weight on his hind legs. And that gives the horse the power that he needs to lift himself into the passage. So sit deep in the saddle, use your leg and seat to push the horse into a fixed rein aid. Now let's talk about this fixed rein aid. So a fixed rein aid is used when you ride a transition from collected trot into the passage. And the idea is that you influence the horse's hind legs to become more active and come underneath the horse by pushing him with your seat and leg into a hand that doesn't allow the horse to go forward. And then that converts the pushing power generated by the horse's hindquarters into carrying power. Now when the horse takes more weight behind, the centre of gravity moves back, lifting the horse's forehand and making him softer and lighter in your hand. Now when that's achieved, you can soften your hand, holding the horse in balance, rhythm and self-carriage by using your seat and leg aids. Now if you are riding from passage into medium trot, then you need to push with your seat and soften your hand to allow the horse to push himself forward and swing through his back. And again, to ride from medium trot back into the passage, simply push against your fixed hand, holding the contact until the horse transfers his weight back into an uphill cadenced passage. Then you can soften the hand and again hold the balance, rhythm and self-carriage by your seat. So, what can go wrong? Well, as you probably guessed, because this is an advanced movement, there are many common faults seen in the passage and they include the following. So number one is the irregularity of the rhythm. Number 2 is swinging of the forehand or hind quarters. Number 3 is jerky movements of the forelegs or hind legs. Number 4 is double beat in the moment of suspension. Number 5 is dragging the hind legs. Number 6 is that the hocks disengage and trail. Number 7 is that the horse comes onto the forehand and comes croup high. Number 8 is that the horse becomes tense. And lastly, number 9 is that the forelegs cross. Now, errors in the passage commonly occur because the rider tries to introduce the exercise before the horse is properly established along the dressage scales of training and not able to work in true collection. Now, if the horse finds the exercise extremely difficult or stressful, then he will become tense and tight, which is when you see the problems such as jerky steps. So let's talk about keeping a regular rhythm. Now, as with any dressage movement, the correctness of the rhythm is paramount. Now, at Grand Prix, the worst possible fault in the passage is an irregular rhythm. So when you begin teaching your horse passage, don't try for too much elevation and cadence. Instead, focus on keeping the regularity of the rhythm. Now, in the passage, the length of the steps and the tempo of the passage must be equal. So even if your passage is a little flat to begin with, keep the rhythm consistent and regular. So aim to ride half a 20 metre circle in a correct passage. And then once your horse can do that, you can then ask for a short frame, more energy and more uphill. But if the regularity of the rhythm is lost, then allow the horse to take slightly longer, flatter steps and re-establish the correct rhythm and tempo first. Okay, so now let's look at a little bit of passage troubleshooting, because here are some of the common problems that we've talked about which are experienced when riding passage and some ways in which you can help fix them. So the first one that we're going to talk about is lacking impulsion. Now, when you begin to teach your horse passage, you must have a swinging collected trot. And then from that trot, you can then use half halts to shorten the trot until you have the passage. Now, if the horse isn't working forward through his back, then you won't achieve the passage. So you need to fix that by using upward transitions and downward transitions to get the horse in front of your leg. Now, often, riding medium trot or extended trot before asking for the passage works well, because then you have to create the pushing power that you need to then convert into the uphill carrying power. Now, the next problem we're going to talk about is quarters trailing and double beats. Now, if the horse loses his hind quarters and trails them out behind him, he won't be able to carry himself in the passage. So you need to close the horse's frame by using your leg and riding into a restraining hand, as we've already spoke about. Now, often, horses that lack energy in the passage tend to throw in a double beat behind or drop onto their forehand and come croup high. So if you need to activate the hind quarters to keep the energy and maintain the engagement, use a long whip to quicken the tempo. And the last problem that we're going to talk about is irregularity. Now, irregularity is a common problem when riding the passage, and uneven steps in the passage usually occur because the horse is stiff. Now, all horses are naturally stiff to one side than the other, and in the passage, uneven steps occur because the horse's hind leg steps forward more on the supple side than on the stiff side. So to fix this problem, you need to work on making your horse more supple to his stiff side. Lateral work can be helpful, as it makes the horse work equally into both reins, as well as engaging his inside hind leg and encouraging him to step through more with that leg. Now, traverse is especially helpful here. For example, if your horse tends to step short or snatch with his right hind leg, then ride him in right traverse. Now, in traverse right, the horse doesn't need to step under the heaviest point with his inside hind leg, which in this case would be his right leg. Now instead, the outside hind, which is his left hind, steps into the heaviest point, which therefore makes it easier for the horse to step through with his right hind. So when you ride straight again, the horse will take more even strides. So to wrap this episode up, The passage is an advanced dressage movement that the horse can only perform well when true collection, engagement, and self-carriage are established. And remember to take your time when developing the passage and focus on keeping the rhythm regular before asking for increased height and expression. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. But to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, training diaries, free stuff and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.